Trump scrubs attack. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. President Trump tweeted the U.S. was cocked and loaded to retaliate against Iran for the downing of a drone. He later wrote he canceled the strike minutes before they were to be launched after being told 150 people could die. In an interview to air on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, Trump was asked if the planes were already in the air when he decided to cancel the mission.
Things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back.
Former Iran chief in the Carter White House, Gary Sick, says he expects a cooling off period.
My guess is, and it's just a guess, of course, that we're not going to see any more action for at least a few days as each side stops and takes a look at sort of where we came from and how we got there and just how close we were to, I think, a very, very dangerous situation.
The U.S. has asked for a closed meeting of the U.N. Security Council on Sunday. I'm Tim McGuire.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.